Hi, my name is Adriana. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes, I needed to ask a couple questions. My husband and I are both 72 and 73, live in Huntsville, Alabama area, well, actually the New Market. So I know that right now there's no scheduling from what I can find out online and stuff. So do we just wait until,
Are you guys already in, you said your age is, you want to get the vaccine?
72 and 73, and it would be to get the vaccination.
Okay. I have a phone number which you could call for that.
Okay, let me write down the phone number here. Okay.
All right. That's 855.
Okay.
566.
Okay.
5333.
Okay, 855-566-5333.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Second question, are children like in their one's 50, one's 48. They both have compromised health because of asthma, diagnosed asthma, inhalers. Thought our son has cystic fibrosis. So he would fall into that, I forget what they call it, suppressed. When would his time come through and hers, our daughter?
Okay.
I looked on the Alabama.
Yeah, if you look on the website, that's the same thing I'm going to give you. Same as information.
Okay, and the information in this area doesn't include them in that category. Is that something that they could get? They talked to
you. Said what was their age group, ma'am?
48 and 50.
Okay, and are they high risk, ma'am?
They both have asthma. They have, in fact, when our son goes and gets his shots for asthma, he has to do the breathing thing before they'll even give him a shot to make sure he won't have a spell.
Okay, that would be under the phase 1B.
Okay, so that'd be 1B. Well, in the Huntsville, all those blocks, you clip in, do they fill that out and just put their name in? Is there any criteria where they can put why that they would be at that age trying to get a shot?
No, I have no knowledge of the website at all.
Okay.
This phone line here is just to give you general information, the websites
okay.
of which you can visit. But a lot of the questions you're asking me far as in the appointments and things of that nature,
mm-hmm.
I have the phone number for you to call for that. And they will probably be able to better assist you far as in appointments is concerned.
Okay, I'm going to write that down too then. So that's
sure.
The thing. It's just like there's so many people. So I thought, well, try to find out, what they can do. I know there's many, many people that need it in their, 80s and, so.
Yeah. I have a phone number for you to call.
Okay.
That phone number is 855.
Okay.
566.
Okay.
5333.
Okay. All righty. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your help because that will, kind of get, I looked everywhere I could look and it's just kind of vague, And anyway, I hope you've got your shot.
ma'am, I'm just here to,
I just hope we can all soon get it. And it's just, it's spooky. I just had a friend that's up in Kansas and she's scheduled for it. And she said, I said, it's the unknown. It's the unknown for all of us, to get something like that. But I guess without getting that, we can't move on, so.
Yeah, I have no knowledge of that, ma'am. The only thing I'm here to do is just give you general information.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. That helps a lot. So anyway,
sure, no problem.
Well, thank you. You take
I hope,
care.
You too. I hope I was able to help. And if you need any more information, you may visit the following websites, adph.org or cdc.gov. Thank you for calling the Department of Coronavirus Health Hotline.
Well, I thank you. And you have a good one.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.